Hello, you're listening to the Slow American English Podcast with Colleen. The goal of this podcast is to entertain you while boosting your English vocabulary. I will talk about a variety of topics, so sit back, relax, and thanks for listening.
Hello and bonjour. How are you guys? I am doing excellent. I have just returned from a two-week vacation to Germany with a small detour to France for just one day. So today's podcast episode will be just a short one about my time in France. I will be doing another episode in the next few weeks about my time in Germany. So the reason I went to France is because I have a German friend who moved to France this year, and he asked me to meet him in Colmar. Colmar is a small city just across the southwestern border of Germany in the Alsace region. The city has a lot of German influence, so I was told it is not a typical French town. Since this was my first time in France, I can't confirm this, but I will tell you my impression of the short time I spent there. I arrived at the main train station and walked about 1 mile or 1.6 kilometers to my Airbnb. This was so nice because Colmar has many small cobblestone streets with beautiful, colorful houses and pretty doors and details. The streets are very narrow, and you immediately feel like you have stepped back in time. My Airbnb apartment was in a beautiful old building with a lovely staircase and courtyard. I had a nice time there. So after I arrived, I walked to the area known as La Petite Venice. This is a pretty little spot where there are cafes and restaurants right on the river. There is a bridge, and you can watch some boats floating by on a tour. I have never been to Venice, so I'm not sure if this atmosphere was actually like Venice, but it was very petite. I thought it was pretty, and had there not been so many people on the bridge taking photos, I might have found it also relaxing. But as with any tourist area, it's best to get your photo and get out. So after that, I walked around the city a bit, just looking at the half-timbered houses and all of the French and German architecture. I thought Colmar was really beautiful, and I would have loved to stay a bit longer. The next morning, after meeting my friend and having breakfast, we drove to a small village about 20 minutes away called Kaisersberg. The village was really pretty and had a lot of little shops and restaurants. there was a pretty church we stepped into for a few minutes. But the main attraction here is the beautiful old castle ruins. This castle began construction in the early 13th century, so it is about 900 years old. What's left of the castle are the tower and part of the surrounding wall. But it's really beautiful. You have to climb a lot of stairs to reach it, but once you do, the view of the village is really great. If you go into the tower, you will notice the walls are super thick. I tried to find an exact thickness online, but wasn't able to. I would say they are at least 2 meters thick. The tower has a steep, winding staircase with very little light. Once you reach the top, it's the best view. You can see all of the colorful houses and beautiful rooftops in the village below. After we visited the castle, my friend suggested a nature walk on the trail just above the castle. I have to say, I was highly unprepared for this. To me, a nature walk is maybe a nice stroll through a forest, not too strenuous, with some beautiful trees and scenery. However, this is not the nature walk he had in mind. This was a full hike up a mountain. The trail was really steep most of the way. And while it was really beautiful, with trees and moss everywhere, I was not expecting this level of intensity and was not dressed appropriately with the correct shoes and clothing. So, even though this is the type of hike I would normally love, it was a bit difficult for me to accomplish under the circumstances. Also, I am used to a pretty flat altitude here in Minnesota, and being in a mountainous region and hiking in high altitudes is really difficult for me. It's a strange feeling, like you can't quite catch your breath. Even if you are not exerting much energy, it still feels like it's a little bit difficult to breathe. So, I had to take more breaks than I typically would, I think. But my friend was really nice about it, and we did make it to the top. We had a small picnic and then headed back down to the village. We then drove maybe another 15 minutes to another castle. This one was not in ruins, and it was huge. It's the castle of Königsberg. I don't think I pronounced that correctly. We did not actually go inside this castle, but did a small hike around it. It was nice to have a contrast of seeing castle ruins in Kaisersberg compared to another castle that was still in seemingly perfect condition. So after this, we drove back to Colmar and searched for a special thin pizza called Flammkuchen. This was the thinnest crust pizza I've ever had, and it was totally delicious. I think it is special to this region. So the next morning, I left Colmar and headed back to Germany. This region of France was really nice. I do want to visit more of France someday, but it might be a while before I will be back. I have a lot of countries on my list of destinations. So that's all for today. My next episode will be published in a few weeks, and it will be about the rest of my trip to Germany and everything I did there. So stay tuned, and I'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Colleen. If you would like to give any feedback regarding the episode you just heard, or any suggestions for future episodes, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me at slowamericanenglish@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at slowamericanenglish. If you enjoy what you hear, please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks so much for listening.